Okay, today's daf is Tmura Daf Tes Zayin. Tmura Daf Tes Zayin, and we have some more Agadata today in honor of Moshe Rabbeinu's Yard Site yesterday, a little bit of Moshe yesterday, a little bit today, and we continue on the bottom of Tes Vav Mabez. We're actually on the top of Tes Zayin Manal. We're about to answer a question. We ended off with a question. If you remember, the Gemara mentioned a brisa that said, after the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until Yosef ben Yoezer is Treda and Yosef ben Yochanan. So after those Tanaim, there were Tanaim that had Dofi in them, right? We should call Eshkolos. Let's read it again on the fifth wide line. Call Eshkolos, Amdu Lisomi, Most Moshe, Shemes, Yosef ben Yoezer, is Sreda, Lohayabam Shem Dofi. They didn't have any Dofi. And after that, they had Dofi. So we quoted this story about either Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Loi or Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. This Chassid was one of those two people. And this story happened after Yosef ben Yoezer's death. So it doesn't seem like this chassid had any dofi in him. The only aveira he ever did was when he was having a heart attack. He brought a goat and tied it to his bed and drank the milk from it in the morning. So there's no other dofi there. So just before we continue, I just wanted to make one or two notes relating to that story. If you look in the Me'iri there, sounds like Pashtus, that it was Sakonis Tafashis. That's the Pashtus of Rashi there in Baba Kama Daf Pei. And here, Rashi says on the line, Goneach, Tsoek Mikaev Libo. Sounds like it. Even though he gives the comparison to the mother of Sisra, Kimo Ginuche Gonach. Right, that only sounds like a word comparison and not a content. Her life wasn't in danger when she was groaning for her son to come back. But it sounds like just a word comparison. But if you look in the Me'iri there, he goes, other Rishonim might say that it's Achronim say it wasn't Zacharias Tafashis. That's why it could be done. But the Me'iri there has a very surprising line. Afal pi shebemakom bikuach nefesh hutru ha'asurim lehisra pebohem. Even though bemakom bikuach nefesh you violate isurim, davar sheneesar mikoach takana umichshash pseidas acherim roi lahachmir babi yoser. So that relates to the loss to others, you have to be even more machmir about. So he doesn't say explicitly you have to give your life. He just says you have to be more machmir. So what does that mean? Even b'makom pikuach nefesh. So one has to be machmir and take more chances than one usually might. So that's what he seems to say. Though it's a very big chiddush. This relates to a sugya. Maybe we'll have a shiur about this next week if this can fit in the time about. There's a Gemara in Maseches Baba Kama, which talks about whether I'm mutter or asr lahatzil atzma b'mamun chaveiro. The Gemara seems to say that it's asr to save oneself b'mamun chaveiro. Tosafot says that just means that do you have to pay afterwards or not? But Rashi there and others seem to say that it's asr lahatzil atzma b'chaveiro, meaning if I need to save my life by stealing, I'm not allowed to do it, according to an opinion. But we know there's only the big three. So there is a Deya in Maseches Ksubis that says there's the big four, that Gezel is also included. So maybe this Gemara is fitting into that opinion. But it's a tremendous Chiddush if that Shita is really true. Good, number one. Number two, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch in the end of Choshen Mishpat, in Simin Tuf Tes, he talks about this Isser relating to having a Behemoth Daka in Eretz Yisrael. And the Shulchan Aruch, it's a short little simen, says the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Nizkei Mamon, which is the context of this gzeira, in Megadlet Behemoth Daka Be'eretz Yisrael, b'vnei shedarka liras b'sada shel acherim, v'hiz v'ezeka matzui, avo megadlim b'Suria, u'b'midbaros shebe'eretz Yisrael. But you're allowed to take it in Syria and in deserts, meaning where you're not near any other people's lands. If it's in public properties, just out in the middle of the open. V'ha idna she'ein matzi she'yiu li'Yisrael be'eretz Yisrael sados nira d'shari. Says the Shulchan Aruch nowadays, where it's not so common, right, nowadays in the 1500s, it's not so common for Jews to own karka in Eretz Yisrael, so then it is shari. He quotes that from the tour. But the question is, what about Bizman Hazeh, where many own? So maybe you rely on the other heter, that most of the time when we have sheep, you know, we have it on like the Midbaros area. They're on the mountaintop somewhere. So that's one heter. Otherwise, we say that maybe because the Metzias has changed and nobody's shepherding on other people's lands. Maybe they are. I'm not such a expert in the shepherding industry, but the minhag is many Jews own sheep. Many Jews own goats. The minhag olam is lekula lechora, either because it was midbaros. It's considered midbaros even bezbanazeh, or maybe inherent in the takana was if there's a change in the nature of shepherds. The Gemara says that shepherds are all psule pasala edus. Nowadays, but yet we know many great biblical figures that were shepherds. So maybe if the mitzias might change, then the gzera might change as well. But that is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Okay, let us continue. So the Gemara ended with a question. So how is it that the Gemara could say that there was everybody after Yosef ben Yoezer had dofi, but you see this chassid did not have any dofi in him. So Amar of Yosef, dofi shel smicha ktani. No, it meant dofi shel smicha. What does that mean? So Rashi on top. Start with Rashi. Da'ad Yosef ben Yoezer lo nechleku b'smicha velo b'shem davar. There was never a machlokes in the history of the Jewish people before Yosef ben Yoezer. It came from Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe said what to do, and it was passed down. There was never a machlokes about what the halacha is. Shadayin lo nisma'et halev. That's why it says, dovi shesmicha just means code word machlokes. Until then, there was no machlokes. That's why it says smicha, because that was the first machlokes in Klal Yisrael. What does smicha mean? It has nothing to do with smicha sakenim, related to the smicha of Mishpat Pishpi Bo Moshe Rabbeinu. The smicha here we're talking about is leaning on an animal, a private animal on Yontif. One allowed to lean, smicha we know is an isser of Hishtamshus Bebehema on Shabbos and Yontif, so is one allowed to do that? Because smicha, I have to lean b'chol kocho, like the Rambam describes in Hilchos Ma'aser Karbanos, so is one allowed to do that on Yontif? So that is a Machlokes. The Mishnah quotes this in Meseches Chagiga. That's where the main context is. If you look in Chagiga on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, the beginning of the second Perek, the Mishnah there quotes. Yosef ben Yoezer omer shelo lismach. Yosef ben Yochanan omer lismach. Yeshua ben Brachi omer shelo lismach. Nitzar ben Eliyahu omer lismach. They all got into the act. Well, this is the first machlokes. They all wanted to get, not chas v'shalom, get their name on, but they were all involved in this. They were all involved in this. Rashi says there also, this was the machlokes Rishona. Tosas there quotes the Yerushalmi there. The Yerushalmi says, Tosas quotes it there, Chagiga Tazayin, Amar, Barishona lohaya machlokes ela alasmicha bilvad. This was step one. Step one was, this was the only machlokes. The Amdu Shammai v'Hillel, the Asudalad. After them, Shammai and Hillel came, Four arguments. Misha Rabu Talmidei Shammai VeHillel Shelo Shimshu called Sarchan, and once their Talmidim came along, Rabu HaMachlokes BeYisrael. So then that was it, and that's why ever since then, Yish Machlokes BeYisrael. VeNechleku LeBeis Kitos, and that's where they came. Shammai and Hillel. That's what they Shammai and Hillel only argued a couple of times. The Gemara then asks, "What do you mean? I could give you machlokos earlier in history." The Gemara Sanhedrin says that Shaul and David were arguing about machlokos and Hilchas Kiddushin, right? Milva Pruta, right? Shaul made a promise to whoever kills Goliath will get my daughters, and Shaul said he didn't fulfill the promise, and David said he did fulfill the promise. There have been machlokos earlier, or one might say the machlokos about whether David was allowed to be the king, because whether his lineage was acceptable, Moaviv lo Moavis. Right, the Gemara Meseches Yevamis, where there was a machlokas on the battlefield, maybe the males and the females should be excluded. So there were earlier arguments. So says Tosfos, V'yesh lo tamari nechlu kar bimei Shaul al mul v'al pruta, v'kshema kivon de Shaul ubeiz dino havi savri daito al milve v'lo hay adam cholek alav rach lefi svaras David lo miskri machlokas. Now in all these machlokos, there was really one shita. There were troublemakers, quote-unquote, so to speak, but it wasn't like there was a machlokas in between the great Gedolei Adar. So little David HaMelech on the battlefield, but Shaul and everybody else, that wasn't considered a machlokas, right? And therefore, it's okay, it's not a violation of the earlier issues. Okay, there is a Maritz Chayis, as you would have guessed, the Maritz Chayis commenting on that Gemara. So he says, look at my Sefer, which hopefully we'll see a little bit later more about what he says, but he says, Nir Be'inai Ode Matzinu, Tochalak Chizkiya in Chachamim, in Ma'abrinis Nisan. I mean, that machlokes, whether you can add on after you've already made a nisa, could you then add on another adar? Ulam ha-mishna lo tadaba rakmi machlokos kayamos, she nimshach zman aruch. Machlokos that last. Not a machlokos about a certain one-time event. That's how you answer all of these questions. But a machlokos that lasts forever, right, that's what the Gemara Mishnah is talking about. Avo machlokos shehukru beminyan harbe hayu. And he continues. Okay, but either way, back to our Gemara. So what does it mean, yesh bo dofi? It means machlokas started at this time. V'ha Yosef ben Yoezer gufei mifleg palig bismicha. How could the Brisa say that after Yosef ben Yoezer, then there was dofi? He himself argued. He himself was part of this smicha controversy. Not the famous smicha controversy, but this smicha controversy. Says the Gemara, no, ki iflig bal besof shanye de batzar liba. He was very old. It was at the end of his life, so it was batzar liba when his heart literally became less. Rashi shenismai talev besof shenosav. Nishtachachu. So he was at the end of his life, right? Most of his life he did not have, but at the end of his life, that's when machlokes started. Right? Even though the Mishnah says at the end of Uksin, right, when it comes to Zakenim, right, the more it's chachma that they're mosifin, then the greater they get. But sometimes also we forget things. We forget things to the end of our lives. Good. Gufa, says the Gemara. I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel. Shloshes alafim halachos nishtachu b'mevo shamoshe. It's amazing. Ches Adar. Right? So what happened? Moshe died, and then the next day, they start forgetting halachas. That's today. Ches Adar. Unbelievable. Siyata d'shmaya. 3,000 halachas were forgotten during the days of Avelos of Moshe Rabbeinu. Amru lo li Yoshua sha'al. They go to Yoshua and say, Moshe, could you please ask and go up to Shemayim and please figure out these 3,000 halachas that have been forgotten. Amr le lo ba Shemayimi. Sorry. Can't ask. Amr lo l'Shmuel. Later on in history, they asked Shmuel Anavi, Sha'al, could you please ask? Amr lahem, Eila ha-mitzvah she'inavi rashoi l'chadesh davar me'ata. Sorry, can't ask. Anavi's allowed to be mechadesh any dvarim. Period. Again, there's a huge amount to do. Let's start with the Ian Yaakov. Ian Yaakov has a fascinating ha'ara. Why dafka 3,000 halachas? 3,000 halachas were forgotten? So he says, never saw this anywhere else. We know, the Gemara tells us, Rashi quotes in Allah Torah, we should all make 100 brachas a day, mea brachas b'chol yom. So he says, Rosh is supposed to learn 100 halachas every day. 100 halachas. Maybe you could say that's 100 ideas in learning. So, the shloshim of Moshe, 100 halachas, do the math. So he says, that's the way you get the 3,000 halachas. Ve'edem is parish, kama halachas, sheyeshna b'chol yom, ve'yefsha sheyachzer b'chol yom meya, dugma, chayev l'vorech adam meya brachas b'chol yom, ve'odin l'inyin liman halachas, meya b'chol yom. And that's why it's miyushav, shloshim yom shayim mei b'chi evel Moshe, nishtakech mehem b'chol yom meya halachas sheyim yachad, gimol alafim. That's where you get the 3,000 from. Number one. Number two, the other issue, lo b'shamayim hi, we could have a whole separate shiur related to this. Maybe this will be the Ian shiur next week. And that is, they asked Yoshua ben Nun, lo b'shamayim hi. I can't ask, right? The most famous story about lo b'shamayim hi is, of course, Tanur Shalach Noi, the Gemara in Baba Metzia, the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yoshua, where they're arguing about a Tanur, whether it's Tami or Tahar, and Rabbi Elazar marshals all the world to try to prove that he's right. He gets the water and the trees and even the walls of the base medrash, and Rabbi Yeshua says, lo b'shamayimi. But Tosfos was there as an important ha'ara. Usually we hold this, lo b'shamayimi. So what about the Gemara in Maseches Eir v'Daf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara says that the reason we pass like base Hillel is because of a bas kol? Right, everybody, right, Eilu be'eilu dibri lukim chayim, el halacha k'beis Hillel. What do you do with that Gemara with every other Gemara? So Tosfos there in Bamitzia says two answers. Number one, says Tosfos, maybe that baskol there wasn't a real baskol. It was just l'kavodei Rabbi Elazar. It's kavodei Rabbi Elazar, you know, he said, Hashem will prove me right. But Hashem's going to leave him hanging there. He was prompted, so he had to have a baskol, but you can't prove anything. So that was an inferior baskol. According to that day of Tosfos, usually you might pass like a baskol. So that leaves the question, what about all the other Gemaras? What about our Gemara, lo b'shamayim hi? The second answer Tosfos says is that no. Over there, the baskol went against the rov. The question is the baskol going with the rov or against the rov? That's the shaila. He says, if it's going with the robe, hatav perkama de yavamis halacha kebeis hillel shiny hacha shebo lachlok al divrei torah dechziv acher rabim lahatos aval hasam adarab beis hillel ruba ilat avim esafkalani azlin abasa rubim should be shami havi charifi tuva. So he says, if you go, it's going with the rove, then you would be able. But again, this is a huge topic, paskening from heavenly intervention, paskening from dreams, paskening from simanim min hashamayim, all different ideas that hopefully, do we have a shiur about that yet? An Ian shiur? If not, we'll have it next week, if we can find the time. Let's continue. We'll also talk about why they gave different answers in a moment. Let's just continue first. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Why is this whole Gemara here? Because of the following line. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says, "Afi chata shemesu ba'alaha nishtacha b'me'evla shamoshe." This is one of the halachas they forgot. Chata shemesu ba'alaha. This halacha la Moshe mi-Sinai. That chatos mesos, the five chatos, they forgot. What element did they forget? We'll see on Amud Beis. Different opinions. What exactly did they forget? But something about this halacha, about vitimna, the vlad, tzmuras chatos, Mesu Bailim, Niskabra Ba'achir, and Avrashnasa, the five Chatos Mesos, Rashi Tevis of Vitimna. So that was forgotten, Re'evel Shomoshe. So Amru Lepinchas Sha'al, say it's Pinchas. Please ask. The Bach takes out the next couple of words. Amru Lahem, he answers, Eila Mitzvah Shein Rash Novi Rashar Lechadish Dover Me'ata. Period. Okay, a couple of important points. And that is, number one, why did Yehoshua and Shmuel Kama Pinchas give different answers? Why did Yeshua say lo bashamayimi? Sorry, I can't ask. I can't try to get them from heaven because lo bashamayimi. While the others said, no, Eila advarim, these things were given to Moshe, Einavi rasha l'chadish ever me'ata. They said, why the different answers? So the Maharsha and the Iyun Yaakov say a beautiful idea. This is such a yesod. The principle of Einavi rasha l'chadish davar did not apply to Yeshua ben Nun. Did not apply because he was Kara Dirabo. He was Moshe Rabbeinu's stand-in, and therefore he would have been able to be Mechadesh. It wouldn't have been a violation of Ein Navi Rashoi L'Chadesh Davar Me'ata. But the only problem was Lo Bashamayim. I'm not allowed to go ask Shamayim Nevuah for help. There's one half a page of Marsha on Maseches Temura. So right there, he says, Yesh lomar mishum to Yoshua gufei shaman kvar mipi Moshe. Ela sheshachachan, v'lo havi chidish dover kolkach. That's his formulation. It's not called a chidish because Yeshua knew it and he forgot it. The Ian Yaakov says it even sharper. The Ian Yaakov says, V'me'ata kivad Yeshua haitam and muvak shal Moshe v'nasan mehodu alav d'chsiv v'nasata mehodcha alav havi ki'ilu. I'm telling you, again, this is unbelievable. We're talking about this on Ches Adar. It's amazing. This is the first day of Yeshua ben Nun's rulership. We're talking about Yeshua ben Nun. Havi ki'ilu Moshe ba'atzmo kayam v'ein zed davar chadash. He said that fundamentally. Not because, it's not considered a chiddush because he knew it and he forgot it. No, the status of Yeshua is as if Moshe is here. V'kai gavna pirish rashi b'chumish sof parches sof ha'yelech. U'mi'ay taim ha'amre b'yehuda. And that's also why the Gemara says in Menachos and in Baba Basra, Yeshua ben Nun wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah, according to one opinion. Yeshua ben Nun wrote it. Efshar, Moshe Rabbeinu, didn't write the entire Torah. The other opinion says, the answer is yeah, because he was a Moshe Rabbeinu stand-in. Yeshua kasvan, v'afilu achi ki'ilu kasvan Moshe, kidechsiv l'koach es ha-sefer ha-Torah hazeh. He says, Masha Enkein, Lepinchas v'Leshmuel, Shalahem Aya Omim Sha'al, Afsha Torah Atzma Lo Bashamayim, Shiuchal Achavin, Besignal Risha Mamish, Bekomakom, Yishal Shayom Rulam Adinim, Kefi Sichlam. And the answer is no, Ein Man Navi, Rashoi Lechadesh Davar. So that is the Ian Yaakov and the Maharsha telling us that there's a major difference between Yeshua ben Nun and the other Nevi'im. One or two other Ha'aris, and that is, Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, all the way at the beginning, Arachayim Chelik Aleph, Simen Yud Dawid. So you know this was written early. He wrote this in Uzda, Tafresh Ayin Zayin, right, very early in his career. He says 20 pages about Baltosef. On the first page, he says, don't be confused. This yesod of Ein Navi Rashar L'Chadesh Davar Me'ata is not Baltosef. That's not the Isser. I can't add on because it's Baltosef. Why? Because you see from our Gemara. What they want Yeshua to do? To remember the halachas that were forgotten. That can't be Baltosef. If I forget a halacha, But they didn't observe Shatnez for many years. So once the Shatnez laboratories were started, and they started, oh, no, Bal Tosef. No, it's part of the Torah. It just wasn't kept for many years. But that's not Bal Tosef. It says Rav Moshe, this is a separate idea, that there can't be Torah that's given again, not from Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem didn't give the Torah twice. Hashem gave the Torah once. And therefore, there can't be another Nisinas HaTorah. Elavada, says Rav Moshe, She'ein kavanas ha-gemara klal mitam Bal Tosef. Elapirusho, She'ein mechuyavin l'shmo l'devri ha-navi, but ma she'echadish b'devri Torah al-pi ha-nevua, Elapipilpula, kechol chacham sha-torah he'ida bazeh, she'kos ve'elah mitzvahs. And that even adds beautifully, it's not that they're going to ask God and they're not allowed to listen. God's not going to tell you. You're going to sha'al what they say, a Navi, Rashad the Chadish, and therefore it's useless. I'm not going to find out anyway. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu only gave the Torah once. That's what it means, says Rav Moshe. The Sheker Yihyeh, im Yomor HaNavi Shemasu Lo Divrei Torah. That's the point of a Navi Sheker. Because Hashem wouldn't do it again. Vein Mechuyavid Memeil L'shmolo. And that's the Tshuva, Lo Bashamayim, Yivrak Sheyedah B'Pilpulo. That's only, if they bring it back with their Chachma, that's fine. And that's not an Isra Bal Tosef. That's an important Ha'ara of Rav Moshe in Arachayim. Chelek Aleph Simen Chav Dal.
What about all the tekus that we have throughout
Shas? What about all the tekus? So the answer to that is, as we, I think, Reb Levi Yitzchak that we quote says, teku, it's teku and not meku. Right? It's Tishbi, not Moshe Rabbeinu. You would think it should be Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Yitar is Kushis Rabbayas, not teku. So the answer, why is it Eliyahu HaNavi? Because Eliyahu HaNavi lo meis. And therefore, lo meis. And if he tells us something not out of Nevuah, but out of Chachma, we just can't ask Eliyahu because now he's a neshama, he's not a guf. He's at every bris because his neshama is here. The Chasam Sofer writes in Teshuvah. But ultimately, when Mashiach comes, he's going to go back to his guf and he's going to let us know all the answers to the questions. But that's why it's teku, because he's going to give us answers. Moshe Rabbeinu can't. But it's also, he's not going to give us answers because, through Nevuah. That's the Maritz Chayis also makes the comment on Dav Gimel in Brachas. Remember the story about he walks into a churva and he said, I learned three halachas from Eliyahu HaNavi. How can you learn halachas from Eliyahu HaNavi? So the Maharaz Chayes there says, because he wasn't telling it to him, Bataras Nevuah. In the days of the Amaram, when they happened to meet Eliyahu HaNavi on the street, right, then they could talk to him and converse with him, so he could tell them things, Bederach Chachma, but not Bederach Nevuah. That would be the only way they'd be able to learn. Again, there's a lot written about this, but this is just a regalachas. Okay, we continue. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. We continue. B'shosh niftar Moshe Rabbeinu l'Gan Eden. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu was niftar. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu died. Even though Chazal say about other people in the Torah, they did not die. Yaakov lomeis. Maybe Chanoch lomeis, because it doesn't record that they died. Even though by Yaakov it also says Vayigva. Right? But by Moshe Rabbeinu it says Vayamas. Vayamas Moshe Eved Hashem. So there's no getting out of that one. So, when he died, then he went to Gan Eden, Amar lo Yoshua, when he was about to die. He says to Yoshua, Sha'al mi meni kol sveika sheyesh lecha. Any last questions? Any last questions? And Yeshua says to him, how do you know you're going to die? I'm 120, right? I'm 120 today. Zayin Adar. I know this is the way of the world, right? So, Amar lo Rebbe, klumi nachticha sha'achas. V'yalakti l'malkam acher. Did I ever leave your side? I never left. Lokach kasaf to be? Didn't you write about me in the Torah? Umisharso Yeshua ben Nun nar lo yamish bidocha ol. It's a great line, even though Yeshua ben Nun was in his fifties at that time. He's still called a nar. You have a drush about that a couple years ago. But I never left. So what's there for me to ask? Miyad immediately. Tashash kochos shel Yehoshua. Yeshua became weak. Spiritually, v'nishtachu mimenu shlosh meos halachos, he forgot 300 halachos, v'noldu lo sheva meos sveikos, he had 700 questions, v'amdu, and Moshe died, so you couldn't ask him anymore. V'amdu k'yisrael lahargo, and Am Yisrael were about to kill him. About to kill him, you had the chance? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo mer lecha yefshar, I can't give you the answers, why? Lo b'shamayimi. Lech v'tardem em l'chava. Get a different story on the front page. Right of the, and then they'll forget about this. Go fight a war. Shneamar vayi achrei Moshe Eved Hashem vayomer Hashem v'chulu. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him to be involved, and that's why so much of right. It says the Bach quotes the next pasuk. Voshloshes yamim he hechinu lechem seida, and they're going to go in. It's amazing. Right? Yeshua ben Nun is involved. The Medrash says that it's a Tosefta. It's a Tosefta which says that arguably Yeshua ben Nun was the busiest person in the history of the world. Arguably. Right? Not only was he, Moshe Rabbeinu was Talmud, teaching them Torah, he had to split up all the land. He had to fight 31 kings. He was a very busy man. And Dafka to Yoshua was said the Pasuk of Hagisabo Yom of Alayla. It's not in the Torah. It's the first parak of Yoshua. Dafka to Yoshua, arguably the busiest man alive, Hagisabo, not just Kavati in La Torah, but Hagisabo Yom of Alayla. Anybody ever says they were busy, Yoshua Mechayiv Eso Askanim. Right, if we have the Gemara about Hillel and the Aniyim and Yosef and the Yeshua ben Charsim with the Ashirim, Bechulu, so Yoshua ben Nun. But he was busy. He was busy fighting wars. But partially it was Siyata Deshmaya. Hashem didn't want people to focus and remember that he forgot all of these halachas. Stop there for a minute. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asks, what did Yoshua do wrong here? What he said was the truth. It sounds like he did something wrong. That, it was cause for him to forget. What did he do wrong? He never left. So says Rabbi Yaakov, we mentioned this in other contexts, Rabbi Yaakov says this in Parshas Baha'aloscha, he knew everything, but he had to be taught one concept that he was not aware of. The concept of Niskatnu Hadoros. The concept that the generation of Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai is different than the generation of Umisaral Yoshua. And that's different than the next one, V'chulu V'chulu. The Gemara in Shabbos, Imar Rishonim B'nei Malachim, Anu B'nei Anashim. The Rishonim B'nei Anashim, Anu Kechamorim. Right, he says, that's what he had to learn. In order to crystallize and concretize this idea for Moshe Rabbeinu, for Yoshua, and when he wanted to get it back, he says, I can't tell you why. I told Moshe the Torah. I can't tell you the Torah. You're living in a different halachic Misora time period now. Klomer, Achshav, Shenechtabat Tkufas Moshe, Shuv Torah Lo Bashamayim. In the times of Moshe, it was Bashamayim. Moshe was Bashamayim. But now, Lo Bashamayim. Maybe that's why Yeshua says that. Dafka. Even if it's the same thing, maybe he says that because it's the contrast of the previous generation. No, it was Bashamayim an hour ago, yesterday, but today it's Lo Bashamayim. V'shuv ein ani yachol limtzor l'cha halachos, koz man shatam avakesh. I can't do that. Moshe could say, im doveshma, I'll find out what the halach is by Beno Slavchad, I'll find out by Pesach Sheni. But I can't do that. I'm not on that klal. And then he continues, and this is what we mentioned it in the shiur about stages of the Mesorah. He says, that's what it means. Whenever in the Gemara, shebechol pam, Shagamara Makshal Eza Amor Mikoch Eza Brisa. Whenever the Gemara says, how could this Amora say this? The Brisa is against. Zeo Rak Mishum Aklal Azeh. That's because of this klal. Anu this, Bnei Rishonim this. Because of the principle of Niskanu Adoros. Vahainu Shenechtaba Eza Tkufa. Shuvi Efshar Lobale Atkufa Abolachamikan Lachlok Aleihem. If there is a Tkufa, so then they can't argue on the previous. Kerihem B'madrika B'chusa Mehem. And he says, that's the mission in Reish Avos. Tkufas Moshe, Yoshua, Zakenim, Nevi'im, Ashik, and Esakadola. And then there's Tkufas Tanon, Tkufas Amaroim, Gaonim, Rishonim, Achronim, Ad Chasim, Asa Shulchan Aruch. And then you get further. Right? Though the Vilna Gaon obviously held a different idea of Tkufas, because the Vilna Gaon would argue on the Shulchan Aruch. Vilna Gaon would argue. So was that a stage? So the Tanon definitely was a stage. The Amaroim was a stage. Chasim is a Talmud. Gaonim, that itself, he doesn't quote it, but that's a machlokas. So Machlokas, the Rosh in Sanhedrin quotes, is a Rishon allowed to argue on a Gaon? In what context does the Rosh quote this? We know there's different halachas in terms of a Dayan making a mistake. There's something called Tal B'Dvar Mishnah and Tal B'Shikol Hadas. Did he make a mistake about something explicit? So then the Din is not a Din. It's like he paskins, you're allowed to drive on Shabbos. Right? That's not a Din. Tal B'Shikol Hadas, he's Toa in a certain evaluation. The Din stays and he has to pay back if he was wrong. So the Rosh has 2 days there, whether arguing on a Gaon is called Ta'a B'Dvar Mishnah or Ta'a B'Shikol Hadas, fourth parak in Sanhedrin. So that's a machlokas, whether this was a stage. But after that, Rav Moshe Feinstein argues on the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer might argue on an earlier Achron, might argue on the, right on the Radvaz, on the border, right? So the Gra would argue on earlier Achronim. The Gra would pass like a Gemara. Right, so says the Rabbi Yaakov, though, at least on a hashkafic level, and sometimes even on a halachic level. That's what's going on in the stages of the Mesorah, and that's the message that Yoshua ben Nun needed to be taught. He didn't know that because that concept never existed before. It was just Moshe Rabbeinu. There was just one generation of the Mesorah at that time. So the next person had to be taught this, and the way that it was taught was by the forgetting and by the latest hasfekas in his time period. Okay, we continue. So very important. Rabbi Yaakov, if you want to look it up, it's in Baloscha Perates Pasik Ches. Where are we? Third to last skinny line. B'masnisa Tana Elef Ushvamios Kalim Dechamurid. There were 1,700 Kal Vachomers, V'gzeir Shavus, V'dikduke Sofrim, Nishtachu V'meyev Lo Shomoshe. All of these drushes were forgotten in the time of the Moshe Rabbeinu. What's Dikduke Sofrim? What does that mean? The other ones are, no, Dikduke Sofrim means that various times in Shas you find that the Mishnah lists off numbers. First Mishnah Yevamos, 15 women that are potras or aseihem. The Mishnah in Taurus, 13 things that are said by Nevelos of Tahar. 6 things over here, 8 things over here. So that's Dikduke Sofrim. Says Rashi, there were a lot of those that were forgotten. That's a way to help remember Torah. They were forgotten. Amar Rabbi Yavahu, Afal Pikin, Hechzir, Asniel Ben Kenaz, Bitok Pilpulo. Asniel Ben Kenaz brought back these halachas through his amazing pilpul. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says at the beginning of, we'll see where this, so the story is. We'll get to the story. Vayokedu Asniel Ben Kenaz, Ben Kenaz, Achi Kalev, right? He was the brother of Kalev. Vayitin lo es Achsa Bito le Isha. And he got Achsa for a wife. Lamanik Rishmo Achsa. Why was he called Achsa? Shekol Aroa Usa Koiz Alishto. Whoever saw Achsa got angry at his wife. Why? Because Achsa was so amazing. Why is Achsa so amazing? Was she physically amazing? Rashi doesn't mean Toch Yofyo. Right. Was she spiritually amazing? Okay. Either way. Vayehi, let's continue the story about Asniel and Achsa. Achsa comes and asks her father, I need a field. She is titznach from the donkey. What does that mean? My vatisnach, she got off the donkey. This is what she said. Amrlo, ma chamar zeh. Kivan she'ein lo ma'achal ba'evuso miad soeg. Right when the donkey has no food, he starts screaming. Kach ishash kivan she'ein lo tvua b'toch beisa miad soekes. And also me, I have this tremendous talmud chacham, we have no food. Could I please have a field? And she said, "Vatomer tznali bracha ki eretz hanegev nisatani." You gave me a land Negev in the south, but we darshin bayis sheminugav mikol tova. There's no gashmias. Rashi charvi yavish mikol tov. So please give me something. Venatata li gulos mayim. What does that mean? Adam she'ein vo elatora bilvad. You gave me lots of water. Ain't mayim elatora. Vayitin la Kalev as gulios ilios as gulos tachlios. So Kalev gave us the upper and the lower areas of water. Amar lo, he said to her, but I don't really understand. Me, see the Bach adds in, me shekol razei olam elyonim v'tachtonim shelo yevakish mimenu mizonos. Right, somebody who knows everything and all the gateways of heaven are open. He needs food, but okay, you ask for it, I'll give it to you. Period. So the Gemara says, by the way, how can there be two brothers with different fathers? The Kalev ben Kenaz who? Valo Kalev ben Yefune who? How can they be brothers? Asniel ben Kenaz was the brother of Kalev, is Asniel ben Kenaz and Kalev ben Yefune, right? So how can they be brothers? So the Gemara says, Yefune wasn't his real name. Ma Yefune shepana me'atas meraglim. He turned away from the meraglim's eitzah. So really, it wasn't his real name. One second, we have Tati, Ben Kenaz, who? No, but still, we have other sources. He was a Ben Kenaz, Ben Chetzron, who? He was the son of Chetzron, as it says in Divrei Hayomim, Dechsiv, Vekalev, Ben Chetzron, Holidus Azuva, which we learned that's Achza. So Amar Rava, Chorge de Kenaz, who? He was the stepson of Kenaz, meaning he shared a mother. They were brothers, they were maternal brothers. They were maternal brothers and not paternal, period. Tana, who Asniel, who Ya? Oh, stop there for a minute. There is a Gemara, if you remember, from the beginning of Maseches Tainus, where the Gemara said there were certain people that asked inappropriate questions, and some of them were answered properly, and some of them were answered improperly. Right, the three people, Shaul and Elazar and Yiftach. Right, they all said, Hashem, if you do this for me, if you help me win. Right, Elazar, and he was answered properly. He got Rivka. Shaul, he answered properly. He got David. And Yiftach wasn't answered properly. Okay, you have the three. But Rashi there and Tosas both ask, what about this case? Why isn't this on the list? Right, what about Kalev? Whoever conquers Kiryat Sefer will have my daughter, Achsa, and Asniel. Why isn't he on the list? Why isn't this also considered Sha'alu Shaloka Hogan? So Rashi there says, V'ein Lachush, Shetishre Ruach HaKodesh Al Eved Va'al Mamzer. Right? There's no worry, because it was all through Ruach HaKodesh. Through Ruach HaKodesh, I'll read you the question. Rabbi Yonah said, you know, he does not machshev him in this list. And he says, Nishtachim me'evel shel Moshe, can I read him b'tmura? Vein lachish, shetishre Ruach HaKodesh Al Eved Va'al Mamzer. He knew that Kiryat Sefer, it wasn't only the physical Kiryat Sefer, but he was also saying whoever's going to bring back these halachas, so he's going to have Ruach HaKodesh to bring back the halachas, so therefore that's why he's on the list. What do you mean he got Ruach HaKodesh to go back on the halachas? Well, the Achronim ask on this Rashi. We just said that you can't bring back halachas through Ruach HaKodesh. The Gemara says he got it back mitol pilpulo, not through Ruach HaKodesh. What's Rashi talking about? Rashi right here, Tainis Daf Dalid. So if you look in the Maritz Chayis, not in the back, but in the Kisvei Maritz Chayis. Kol Kisvei Maritz Chayis, if you look there, so he quotes this Kasha on Rashi, and he says, well, you have to say two things. He says, first of all, what other Achronim say is that he had Ruach HaKodesh to have the Siyata D'Shmaya to figure it out. Doesn't mean that he had Ruach HaKodesh who gave him the answers. Sometimes if you ever read, right, the Ben Yehoyada, every paragraph of the Ben Yehoyada starts off, V'nira li b'Siyata D'Shmaya. What, you got Ruach HaKodesh by everything? No! It's just all the Chedushim that he had, Kodesh Baruch Hu helped him out. Like the Ravid says in a few times on the Rambam, he says, Kach Hofia Bebeis Medrashenu Sod Hashem Lireyav. He had a vision. He really had a vision? The Ravid is not the type who would have a vision. Right? It just means he had Siyata D'Shmaya that he was able to figure something out. So that's Pashtus, what Rashi means. That Ruach HaKodesh, yeah, means if you could figure out all these halachas, if you talk Pilpulo, so, Memela, it must be that he's going to be a good person. He's not going to be an Eved or a Mamzer, and he doesn't have to be worried about that. He gives other answers, but if you want to look, it's in Torah Sanavim, which is one of his main works, page Tesvav. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tana, hu Asniel, hu Yavetz, he's the same person, Uma Shmo, Yehuda Achi Shimon Shmo. That's his name. So what do you have all these nicknames for? Asniel, Sha'ano, Kel. Hashem answered him. Yavetz, Sheyo'atz, V'ribetz Torah B'Yisrael. He advised and spread Torah amongst Israel. Uminon, Sha'ano, Kel. How do I know that Hashem answered him? Dechsiv, Vayikra, Yavetz, Leilokei Yisrael, Leimar, Yavetz called to the God of Israel, saying, Imbarech, Tevarcheni, Ve'erbisa, Esgvuli, if you give me a bracha and you expand my boundaries, Vahaisa, Yadicha, on the bottom, Imi, and your hand is with me, Vyasisa, Meira, Levilti, Atzvi, and you protect me from bad, Vayave, Elokim, Esasher, Sha'al, and you give me what I ask, and Hashem gave him what he asked for. So we're going to darshan every phrase in that pasuk. In barach tevarcheni b'torah, he's asking for ruchnias. If you give me in Torah, v'er beisas gvuli b'talmidim. If you give me a lot of talmidim, v'aisa yotcha imadi shleish takech tamudi milibi, that you help me not forget my limud. Right, the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah that the figuring something out is hard work, but forgetting and remembering is siyata d'shmaya. So yeah, that's what he was asking, not to forget. Talmud Milibi. That's also hard work, but it's also with Siyata D'Shmaya. V'yasisa me'ra'asi, sheni yizdamru li'reim kamosi, protect me, give me a good chevra. Levilti atzvi, not that I don't fall, become sad, shalai yisagveni yitzahara milishnos, the yitzahara doesn't protect me from learning. Doesn't hurt me and stop me from learning. Imato sokein mutav. If you do that and help me out, Hashem, wonderful, v'yim lav, and if not, hareini holech l'nesisi l'shol, I'm just going to go down to the depths. So you see, he asked Hashem for this, and what happens right afterwards? Miyad, Vayavi Elokim, Esesher Sha'al. That's why he was called Yavetz. That's why he was, that's why he was called the Atniel, Anakel, because Hashem, you see, answered him. Kayosi Badavar, similarly what? Rashi says, Shekala Moser, on the left side, Shekala Moser Atzmo Lachzor Achar Torah Memalono She'losav. You see that another example of somebody who is Moser Nefesh totally for Torah, Hashem answers them. Kiyotzi Badavrata Omer, Rosh V'ish Techachim, a poor man and a medium man. Rashi says, Ish Benoni, Nifkeshu, they met. Meir Einei Shneim Hashem, Hashem lights up their eyes. What is that pasuk referring to? B'shosh HaTamad Olei Chetzal Rabo, a student goes to his Rebbe, V'yomer Lo Lamdeini Torah, teach me Torah. The Rebbe has a lot of Torah, he's the rich man. The Talmud is the poor man. He doesn't have. Im Lamdo, if he teaches him, Meir Einei Shneim Hashem. Hashem will give the Rebbe Siyata D'Shmaya. Even if the Rebbe is giving over Torah, he will be zochet to Torah. The more one teaches, the more one zochet to get. V'yim lav, and if not, ashir v'arash nifkeshu osek kulam Hashem. If the ashir, and if not, it will be like the rich and the poor are meeting, and Hashem will do everything. What does that mean? Misha asa, chacham lazeh, oso tipesh. Tipesh lazeh, oso chacham. If you refuse to share one's Torah, so then, Shkosh Baruch Hu can just switch around the situation. One shouldn't think that, it's there forever and it's a private thing. Zumishas Rabbi Nassan. My Rabbi Rosenzweig likes to point out the Sefer Hasidim, which says that if somebody has Torah that they could share and they don't share, it's like the Isser of Navi Shekovish Nevuaso. And therefore, we have to realize, why does one get a certain understanding of Torah? In order to give it over. Obviously, Chayecha Kolman, one has to care, but if somebody has the opportunity to share Torah and they don't, it's like a Navi Shekovish Nevuaso. So that's this highlighted by this Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi darshens it in the Gashmi realm. In Barak Tavarcheni, Bepir Yevarivya, if Yalmi have children. Vir B says, Gvuli, Bebanimu, Bebanos. Vaisa Yadcha, Imadi, Bemasa, Ubamatan, you'll let me have an easy time in business. Vyasisa, Meirasi, Shalo Yehe, Bimechush Rosh, Umechush Aznaim, Umechush Einaim. You help me not have headaches or eye aches or ear aches. Levilti atzvi shleisak v'ni yitzhar milish knows, but also you won't let the yitzhara overpower me and stop me from learning. Imato sekein muta v'yamlav harini kolich b'nesisi l'shol. Same thing. Vayave lo elokim es asher sha'al. So we see in the Gashmi world you could also darshan the psukim. Kayotzi b'davar, similar. We darshan the same thing with the other pasuk as well. Ato omer rush v'ish tachachim nifkishu meir enei ashneim Hashem. If the poor and the medium man. B'shasha ani holei chetzel balabayis. V'over parnaseini, he has a balabayis to support me. Im farnas amutav, if he does wonderful, if imalav, ashiva rush nifkishu, ose kulam Hashem, misha aso, ashir lazeh, ose ani. Ani lazeh, oso ashir. Like the Gemara says elsewhere, I think in Masech HaShabbos, the Galgal HaChozer, that Ashirus and Anias is a Galgal HaChozer, one generation this, four generations down, it could be that things are going to be switched. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi darshens it legabe parnasa, while earlier the first Tana, Rabbi Nassan, darshened it legabe ruchnias. Okay, ad kan divrei agadata. That was our agadata for Meseches Temura. If you look, as I said, the Marsha only has one page of agadata in Meseches Temura. He has Yud Dalid, he had a little bit about Avshalom, Tezvav about Eshkolos, and Daf Tezayin. That's it. That's it in the Chidushim Agados of the Marsha for Meseches Temura. Okay, we get back. I'm Rabbi Shimon. Ma matzina v'chulu. So if you remember, how did we get into this whole discussion? This was one of the forgotten halachos, the chatos mesos. But we had a machlokis in our Mishnah yesterday, whether a chatos tzibur shemesa, right, in that context, and there's kind of tzibur mes or not, but is there a concept of chatos mesos by tzibur? That was the machlokis tanaim. Rabbi Yehuda said, yes, there is. And the Tanakhama says, no, there's not. And Rabbi Shimon tried to prove the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon said, well, three out of the five cannot exist by tzibur. Right? Because all tzibors are, well, the Gemara is going to explain this in a minute. Vlad Chatas and Mesu Ba'aleha, right? And all of these, and one other, Tmuras Chatas, they can't exist by tzibor. So if three cannot exist, then Mistama, the two others, don't exist. That was Reb Shimon Svara. If three can't, two don't. So the Gemara says, like I alluded to yesterday, can you really say that? But first the Gemara requotes Tanur Rabbanan, Reb Shimon Omer, Chamesh Chatos Mesos, Vlad Chatos, Tmuras Chatos, Chatos Mesu Baalel, Chatos Shekebri Baalel, the Chatos Shevashnasa. Those are the five. Again, a baby that comes out of a karban, a Tmura, Chatos, a Tmuras Chatos. That can't be Hukra, because a chatas is about based on a sin, and tmuras chatas is an extra. A chatas where the owner died, a chatas where the animal was lost, and they brought a different one, and then they found the first one, or a chatas that got too old. All of those. Iata yachalom ar vlad chatas betzibur. A vlad chatas can't exist betzibur. Lufisha ein chatas nekeva betzibur. All chatas tzibors are males. Viata yachalom ar tmuras chatas betzibur. Lufisha ein tzibur osin tmura. Viata yachalom ar chatas shemesu bale betzibur. Lufisha ein tzibur mesim. So those three cannot exist by tzibur. So shekibru bale v'sheivashnasa lo matzinu. So mistama the other two also don't exist. Yachal yunogas maybe yachal ve metzibur. You might think that they do. Amart yom matzasa mimafurish. Learn what's not explicit from something that we can explicitly, logically figure out. Ma mafurish biyachal ve metzibur af b'shekipru ba'aleha v'sheyevar shnasa b'yachad ramamur v'lo b'tzibur. That's a restatement of Rav Shimon from our Mishnah. So ask the Gemara, v'chidon in efshar misha efshar. Really, why is that allowed? Why could you learn the won'ts from the can'ts? Right? The other two, they can exist b'tzibur, so maybe they do exist b'tzibur. So, a couple of answers given, the sheet that takes out, and the argirsa takes out the next couple of lines, but there's another mesora, why we assume that they're all be connected. Because, Amar Reish Lakish, now this relates a little bit to what we said, Arba'a nitznu lahen veheemidin al chamesh. Really, and this is a chiddush now, there were only four of the five that had the halacha Moshe Misinai to die. But we forgot, this was the forgetting, we forgot which four or five. So that's why we're machmir, all five. V'isaka daitach, but now this is answering the question of efshar and efshar. V'isaka daitach b'tzibur hanach mi isnuhu b'tzibur. But if we assume that these, they're b'tzibur, so hanach mi isnuhu b'tzibur, but these three of them can't exist b'tzibur, but you see, we're misupik, and they we seem to be misupik about all of them, they all have the same halachas. It must be we're treating them all in one package. Or similar, Abnasan Omer, the opposite. Achas nitzan lahem, v'emidu al chamesh. Only one of the five was the Misora from Moshe Rabbeinu. And we forgot this was one of the halachas. And we don't know, so we got to be machmir. Got to be machmir and treat all five. Treat all five. So again, the Gemara says, v'lechzi behe sidrik emir lehu. Why don't we see which category? We didn't even remember the category. Ibi yachid ibi tzibur. We didn't remember which category of carbon it was. So Gemara says shtei shchichi yashachachu. They forgot both. They forgot what category and they forgot the details also. V'kashelahu, and it was difficult for them. V'yisagad adah b'tzibur, hanach v'yistur b'tzibur, and then we get back to the same raya, right? If they thought there was differences between two and the other three, then we shouldn't have to just throw them all in one fell swoop, one package. Elishma, mina yomatzasim mimafurish. It must be you learn them all together. Mimafurish biyachid v'lo b'tzibur, afsasim biyachid v'lo b'tzibur. It must be all together. One very important ha'ara though, and that is the achronim say that the fact that we were misupik, and therefore we treat them all, Sofik daraisa, you have to treat them all as chatos mesos, but it's a sa'uha kivadai. It's not that they're sofik daraisa l'chumra, therefore you have to give sofik. Because the Mishnah says in Zvachim, we had this. What if one of the chatos mesos gets mixed up with 1,000 animals? They all have to die. Ask the achronim, why isn't it a sveksveka? Should we make a l'sveksveka l'kula? Maybe this isn't the one that jumped in, and even if it was, maybe this isn't one of the ones, wasn't the one that we got from Moshe Rabbeinu. So it must be that once they decided, they forgot, and they decided to treat them all, Mishum Safik, Safik was the motivation, but they gave him all the status of Vadai. And that's why throughout Shas, we never have the halachas of Safik relating to the Chatos Mesos. You have these five of Chatos Mesos. Even though originally it might not have been five, but Lamaisa, they're five, and they're considered Ki'ilu Vadai. And that's how we could treat them, especially Mishum, getting Tyrovis and the other ones, they could all be treated as Vadai. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And Hashem, we're back to Meseches Temura, and we continue tomorrow. We start the next Shabbos, we start the next Perek, Elu Kachim, in terms of the more relating to the Chatos Mesos. And we continue as we march on in this Meseches Temura.